All right, next item up, with negotiation options. Case number 98153. Daniel Gonzalez, like 107-007-10. Discussion or unfolding? Would you?
Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
All of them will see appearance except for number five.
All of them.
Number five's unknown.
Unresolved.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give today be the truth and the whole truth?
I do.
And state your name.
Daniel Gonzalez.
All right, so the function is she's going to review the case with us. We'll ask questions of her. We'll then ask you questions for clarification. And then we'll go into deliberation.
Okay.
Ms. Shepherd.
Good morning, Chairman Bente and members of the board. And my name is Lisa Chalton. On March 22nd, 2023, I conducted an inspection at Salon 1124 Hair Makeup Club. I spoke with owner Daniela Gonzalez. I verified with the owner Danielle Gonzalez and the board's licensing database system and determined that the salon did not have an establishment license. I provided Danielle with inspection report and educated her on the down license violation. I also gave Danielle information on how to apply for a salon license before leaving. On the same day of the inspection, Danielle paid for an establishment license application. On June 16th, 2023, that establishment application was approved. License number COS 33232 is active and expires on June 15th, 2024. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
Do we have any sanitation violations, please, or?
If she was in compliance with that.
Lives on my suite or?
It is. It is a salon suite.
How long was she working without complaint?
We opened in December of 2022. So when I went to sign my lease, this is my first studio that I opened. When I signed my lease, I was asking the owner of the building what I needed for compliance, and she said I needed a business license. I filed one with the city of Scottsdale, not knowing that I needed to go with state court as well. So I had that displayed. And then when Lisa came in, I told her, when she asked me about my business license, I thought I had one. And then she informed me that I also needed one on state court. So I filed for that immediately to admit it was approved.
And you have your personal license?
And my personal license as well.
Yeah. It's really common in salons. Do a motion, I guess, for questions. No questions first. You said that.
I would say no questions.
Yeah. Do we have a motion regarding this case?
Okay. I know we've had this conversation before, and when I guess I just want to refresh us where we are at. There's a lot of, you know, come on, it's unclear whether that rule should be enforced or not.
Yeah, very often we the people moving into suites and things different places provide some license. And then very often we educated that it's all individually done. It's a historic problem. We actually have a brochure about it because it happens so much.
Because I've gone through and I've looked at our website and you have to pass establishment license to click on your personal license to renew.
Right. Assuming you're aware you need them.
I guess in the future, I want everybody to know what they should have.
Communications was put out, and I believe it was August of last year, related to salon suites. We put it on our webpage. It was sent out by way of email to licensees. But I do think there, in complete transparency, there has been a lot of confusion about the salon suites and whether they have to have the license. I think organizationally, we've always been clear that it's a requirement, but there's been confusion within the industry about that. So we've been trying to find ways to proactively communicate that.
Each individual landlord may or may not communicate the correct
application. I have a motion. I move that we issue a non-disciplinary letter of concern in case number 981593.
Okay, we have a second.
What's the board's concern?
for that letter.
She was operating without a license.
Thank you.
Non-disciplinary, yes.
Second, Marson Knight.
We have motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We're going to issue you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, reminding you of the situation you already took care of. And that's it. We appreciate you standing up, coming down here to work it out.
Entire.
Now we know. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in. Case number 9211, Evelyn A. Mendeville, license 31901197.
Hello.
Before you said, you swear or affirm the testimony you give may be truthful?
Yes.
Is that your name? Thanks for having me in today. Well, how busy you are. Can you explain this case to us?
Yeah. Good morning, Chairman Meckley and members of the board. Again, my name is Lisa Chavez. On April 13, 2023, I conducted an inspection at the Vine Glass Cottage located at 42101 North 41st Drive, Suite C152 in Phoenix, Arizona, and spoke with owner Evelyn Mendeville. I verified with the owner Evelyn Mendeville and the board's licensing database system and the salon was not found in the establishment light. I provided the owner with the inspection report and educated her on the found license violation. I also gave Evelyn information on how to apply for a blind license before leaving. On April 14, 2023, the day after the inspection, Evelyn paid for an establishment license application. On June 19, 2023, the establishment application was approved and license number FAES23736 is active and expires on June 19, 2024. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address.
Sanitation? Sanitation issues, anything?
She was in compliance.
Good job.
Another lawn cleat.
Correct, yeah.
More questions?
So, well, tell me how this happened to you.
I was unaware. There is another girl in my class space that was also unaware. We were just told that we needed to provide our aesthetic licenses and then liability insurance. I wasn't aware that I needed a lawn establishment.
Is this your first tweet?
Yes.
And how long has it been?
I've been there 2 years.
Fortunately, we didn't come by sooner. Ms. Simmer?
Yeah, I'm not gonna make a new.
I get what you're kind of going with it.
It's like soon we got to start charging.
Well, one of the things I look at is the fact that when the inspector goes out, the time difference between when they're caught and when they apply on your last two.
Right now.
It's kind of instant. So if it went past or they were slow about doing it, then I would think more of life finding, but these are some of the situations.
I just keep saying we are. Give the information out there.
We popped the message out in like a huge chat.
I move that we issue a non-disciplinary letter of concern for the unlicensed establishment in C98211.
Second, Marson Knight.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, unanimously, we agree that you get a letter of concern because we were concerned you worked for 2 years without a license. But now you know better and you're helping us by telling others, and we appreciate that.
Right, quick question for you. It might help the situation a little bit. With some of these places when they're applying for, because I'm thinking like if let's say it's the salon suites, but it's multiple. So I guess sometimes they're just leasing the bottom. There's not an actual, so we can't do anything about it. I was going to say, if there's a way to put a pool in there, like if you own salon suites, you have to post something or have something in the lease. I guess there's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, we wouldn't, I don't, I mean, we can look at what our options are, but we wouldn't be able, I don't know that it's in our regulatory purview on the kind of that real estate side of it. Because they're all individual leaseholders in those facilities, so it is weird. Again, I think since I've been here, we have communicated it. It went out, like I said, in August before, and Isabella sent me a message and reminded me that it's also on the FAQs on the webpage at this point. So again, I think it continues to be spreading the word, getting that message out. Yep.
And I was thinking, yeah, with your tip, you're gonna have salons, then you have to do this, but what if it's only one place? That is, yes.
Soon after the tenth, the center, put in the tenth question.
Yeah.
Best we can hear.
Pretty good idea.
And many of the property managers have no idea who the apartment.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you understand the ruling? We're going to send you a letter. We appreciate you, man, for coming down here and figuring it. And we want you to be the town. So look at any resource you want to help you. Okay, have a nice day.
Thank you, guys.
Our next case is case number 98248. Chris Kenya. Ken Tran. There you are. Come on, I'm gonna pronounce your name. Can I get close? Oh, Kina? Oh, all right. 11601682. Do you swear the testimony you give today will be truthful? And state your name.
Christina Tran.
You said that very well. Have a seat. Good morning. Would you review this case for us, please?
Good morning, Mr. Bailey, member of the board. My name is Kevin Bertram. On May 3rd of 2023, I committed an infection of extreme nail. I confessed to owner Christina. During the inspection, I identified the following violations, working in an unlicensed establishment. There was no foundation violation. I verified the extreme nail license on the database and determined that they do have a new license. The license number is FNT20386, and it is active and expired June 19th, 2024. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to address.
How long after the inspection were the license just applied? No. After you came in and were able to explore that, how long did it take for the license to be applied?
I would say about a month and 2 weeks.
Before it's issued or by court?
When she applied. She applied on June 19th of 2024 or 2025.
That testimony isn't approved. It says on May 2nd, the respondent applied, but that's the day before the inspection.
It was pending. I did show her the receipt on April.
Oh, when she came in, you had already applied?
Yeah. I still had the Aria nail one because I was in transition in moving my on me older because I took over Aria nail. So I did show her Aria and my old license. So she asked to see the 3 feet that I did.
Oh, okay. All right. So together you guys work.
Yeah.
Okay.
She hit me twice. My old salon.
All right. Good job. All right. Any questions? Anybody?
And it was just the establishment license?
Yes.
Yeah,
I know that I needed an establishment license, so I did still have Aria new license.
And you bought Aria?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was change of ownership, which went through that, but then you applied for the.
I was moving, remodeling.
Nice. Is there anything else you want to tell us besides that? All right. Do we have motion regarding this case?
I move that we dismiss case number 98248.
I'll second it. Right. Motion in a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right. She did a good job. You did a good job.
She hit you twice and apparently doesn't have sanitation issues, so that's good.
Yeah, good job. Well, good luck in your business. Chief number four, INFP 085863, Maria G. Toyota, DAR dash 003662.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, as the respondent is approaching, I would like to share with you that we, the board, the case does have an interpreter that was contracted by the board for the purpose of this hearing.
Do you swear the testimony you today will be swear or affirm the testimony you today will be truthful?
Yes. Okay. Interpreter.
My name is Gabriela Toya. Vengo de Tustón de.
Or Harvard Capital Park.
Very nice. Thank you, have a seat.
Thank you.
So our inspector will review the case and then put on a session, and they will come back to you.
All right, good morning, Mr. Basin, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On April 19th of 2023, I conducted an inspection of beauty parlor top. I found the following violation. At the time, the salon was providing, excuse me, both cosmetology and barbering services without an establishment license for either. According to our, the board database, Joshua Taylor was also found unlicensed, and he was also performing services under the inspection. The sanitation of the salon was in compliance. Currently, as of June 20th, 2023, she did receive a cosmetology salon license. It expires in 2024 of June. As of today, there is no barber establishment. Do you have any questions on that?
Yeah, how do we, if she's doing cosmetology, how do we determine she's also doing barbering?
Mr. Bailey, she is a barber, and she also has three other cosmetologists. They're supposed to be in the establishment.
She's a licensed barber.
She's a licensed barber, and then she's also has.
No big reason for only having one establishment license.
Problem.
Yeah. All right. So the sanitation was good. No one came out the back door when he came in. They just dealt with it.
No, he stayed there. You can see the photo. Send photos attached to the report.
That looks good. All right. So do we have any board questions for the investigator?
So the unlicensed was her because she had the.
Mr. Bailey, member Mayfield, the salon, the establishment at the time was unlicensed for both the cosmetology and the barbering.
The establishment.
Correct. And Josh Taylor was an unlicensed barber, was also in the establishment at the time prepared to perform service.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so say, where did that go? I mean, is he part of the investigation?
According to the board database, he is not licensed. So unfortunately, there's nothing.
Okay.
So it correct me if I'm wrong, but it's still not like barber establishment.
Yeah, the cosmetology has been approved. They have a cosmetology license. The barber has not. There's no application.
There's no application.
Okay.
And she has the barber as well?
Yes.
So the, I just want to clarify. Have a cosmetology license, but was it up to date when you went in to do the inspection?
Mr. Knox, members of the board, no, there was no license for any establishment.
No establishment
license. Period.
Barber or hospital.
Nothing.
Okay.
Now
yes. Now we have.
So, yes. Now we have the cup.
Yes.
So Ms. Toyo is a licensed barber, and she is current. Mm-hmm. She's the owner. There was the unlicensed barber, Josh Taylor, was also at the time. And then there were licenses for cosmetologists, but they were not present at the time. When I did go, she did call one of the licensees that worked there, that was kind of our interpreter. But they were not, the cosmetologists were not performing services at the time, but they are working there.
Are there any barber services currently happening at the moment?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Are there any barber services currently happening at the moment?
Or is there no, you're asking of that, and one of them, they're having that?
No, there is no longer barber there.
The next person is coming in June. Possibly on Monday, for sure. And the person at the time, he's no longer there.
Okay, why are you not applying for a barber license if you're gonna be barbers? Why do you think that doesn't work?
Can I maybe ask a small question?
Absolutely.
Is the barber's license, you're speaking about the establishment? Okay. Porque razón usted no ha pedido una licencia de barbería para el establecimiento?
He estado batallando para pedirla porque no me contestan.
I've been struggling a lot to obtain one, but there's no one that answers.
Aquí tengo pagadas las licencias del establecimiento barbería y de.
Okay, so here are the licenses that I have paid for barbery and cosmetology. So she have copies with you.
Tell us what those are again. The copy, the paperwork.
The copy of the payments that she made.
For a barber.
Watch the.
Oh, yeah. There's Darren Bosch. In here, I have a, she has been downloaded, but she has an email that she received. She has a license for cosmetology and the number.
Right, we think the license cost, that was just fine. Barber, trying to figure out why that a barber.
How long she been in business?
Porque no me contestan.
Because they don't answer me, and I did not have the answer. I am new at this.
El establecimiento que yo agarré la licencia tenía dos años, la licencia vendida.
The establishment that I acquired when I took possession had expired 2 years prior.
Nadie me informó.
No one advised me where to go.
Yo vine aquí.
I came here.
En marzo.
In March.
Nadie me dio información.
And no one gave me information here.
Hasta que fue la supervisora.
Until the supervisor came.
Y me dio ticket.
And gave me the warning, the ticket for not having those licenses.
Ella me pasó toda la información.
She gave me all the information so that I can go ahead and go and obtain those licenses.
How long has she been in business?
¿Cuánto tiempo hace que está en el negocio?
Yo, de dueña.
Tengo la de owner.
Enero último.
Enero primero. February 1st until today.
Y batallando con las licencias porque nadie me informó.
And struggling with the licenses because nobody informed me.
So.
What about the unmiked?
Those paperwork's over.
Pardon me? What about the unmiked?
Okay.
So like, how did that happen? What's the story on having that?
The story on that, if I may, because I know she said it, so I'm just gonna repeat what she previously did. She has been trying to obtain that license, but apparently she hasn't been able to get through.
The guy who was working for her, though.
Oh, the guy that is working for her. The question is that why he's not, didn't have it, or what was the question?
How did he come to work for her on license?
¿Cómo fue que él vino a trabajar con usted? Taylor, en la licencia.
No trabajaba conmigo, él se quedó ahí cuando yo agarré la licencia.
He was already there and he just continued working there when I.
Trabajaba para la otra persona.
He was working for the other owner.
Que él se quedó ahí.
And he stayed there.
Y como pues, como no trabaja a veces en los lugares, no sé si ya que pasa más allá de estar un dueño.
Because. Como fue la primera parte del grupo. Como uno trabaja ahí.
Uno, o sea, yo trabajaba y era trabajadora de la anterior dueña.
because I was a worker there, an employee previously. I did not know what was going on behind the scene as how to run a business. And apparently she just acquired and she usted asumió que tenía licencia o como.
Yo no sabía que lo tenía.
I did not know that she didn't have a license.
Cuando llegó.
Until she came and pointed it out.
So Mr. Chair, members of the board, I think we should kind of compartmentalize for a second so we can go to where we're at, right? That unlicensed individual is not in question right now. It's actually not part of this investigation at this point. We don't have any authority to issue discipline there because it's not a licensed individual. They received their cosmetology license. Upon initial submission, it was incomplete for the secretary, meeting that secretary of state item. They did receive their secretary of state and they do have a cosmetology license as of the date that Ms. Bordelon referenced a moment ago. I think within question where I'm going to need your help first is the barber licensure because I do have a receipt for $150 payment, but I don't have, because I don't have sales for Saks, I don't know where that's at and what might be incomplete about that.
Yeah, Mr. Chair. Member of the board. So we do have a payment on April 20th for the amount of 150. When they do the payment, which was through the barber board payment at av.gov, they do the payment, they get an email which has a link that they click on to do the application. When they finish the application, it comes to our inbox.
Yeah.
That process hasn't been completed. So she paid for it. She just hasn't done the application, which we now can send her the application to fill out. So that part will be taken care of. It's just, that's where it was stuck at, that she did the payment, that didn't complete the application.
And she is a barber, not a cosmetologist. Or it's both.
I was with Vivian Jolie, can you get that close to the location? And I take for both. I've been talking, I've been calling. And they transferred me to. That his name is Carlos.
Y que va a mandarme un email para bajar la licencia.
Tenía un email to download.
¿De quién es Carlos?
I don't know who's Carlos. You're waiting for information.
Para bajar mi licencia.
My license.
Pero dice que está incompleta. ¿Qué le puedo informar de qué puedo?
Who can give you information of what is incomplete?
Okay, we're going to send you a link, email link.
Esta es la que.
And you click on it.
Yeah, and that's what I need.
And that's it.
Y terminarlo y eso es todo.
Excuse me. She did show me the email.
Actually, I don't know, that's the one.
Le estoy diciendo que usted tiene el correo que usted me mostró. Pero de barbería. Pero de barbería, ok. Él le mandó un correo y usted me dijo.
¿Y no me ha llegado nada?
No, I haven't received anything.
Mr. Chair and board members, legal assistant Carlos, from what I remember from our call, I referred her to an email. I talked to somebody else and I referred to an email related to our board. I believe it was a licensing email or inbox.
Yes, so it's just for the chair members of the board. So I think this is one of those situations that we have seen a few of before the board where that two-step process has created some difficulties. So I think there's some history there. Again, I just want to clarify, they are currently a licensed. They do have a cosmetology establishment license. There was found to be an unlicensed barber working. Was the barber working in there? We have no authority there. So the only thing that remains in question at this point is the barber license. Carlos will resend the link to complete the application, if he hasn't already done so, to the email that we have on the receipt. So at this point, I think it would be a question for the board to determine what they would like to see as next steps in the next.
Actually, before we move this way, are you clear that you know a link is coming to you in the email and you click on it and then you finish? Does that make sense?
Yes, I am.
And also to clarify, because you don't have barber license yet, because you didn't click on that link, you cannot operate as a barber until you get that. But you can as soon as you click on it. Or as soon as you get. Without getting the first step, it's all. Do that, they'll do that, everybody can.
There is no barbers there.
Entonces no hay ningún barbero.
Ahorita no más trae.
She.
She is.
But are you? Yeah, you have to talk to her.
No.
She says she has gone for.
Me, but she has the.
Yo soy barbero.
Cosmetologist, barber license and barber. She doing her stuff, but the establishment does not have the license for barber.
Is she doing services as a barber?
Usted está, que usted es barbera, usted está haciendo ese trabajo.
Tengo que trabajar.
Okay, I asked her the questions. You are a barber, are you doing that type of work? Does it have to work? I don't.
Wait, is she licensed as a cosmetologist personally also?
Yes.
Thank you, Richard.
I think I recognize. Yeah, my license is barber and cosmetologist.
No, you.
No.
Her license.
But they're here.
Pues entonces, ya, dejo el salón abierto para las estilistas que trabajan conmigo, entonces me llega mi licencia de establecimiento de.
Okay, so then I should just allow the stylists that are working there to work till I get the license for me to get that. But I think that I still have to go back, if you may, at this, so I can ask a question. I have to clarify to her that whether she has or doesn't have, because you know, apparently they didn't have a barber license. That. She does have a couple of colleagues.
She has a cosmetology establishment, but not personally.
Exactly, that's what I was, I want to make sure that she understands that they're two separate ones, two here and two here, correct?
So let me clarify, this is, there is a barber and cosmetology board that issues barber establishment licenses, cosmetology establishment licenses, all of the scopes of practice, as well as the individual scopes of practice. She just confirmed in the cosmetology database, she does not have any type of cosmetology license, but she does have a barber license. So she would not be able to perform barber services within that establishment until they receive the establishment license.
Thank you.
Makes sense.
Yeah, tiene sentido it, or? Okay.
Alright.
I know, I would like to get it really fast, and I feel like we should.
Alright, so do we have motion to continue? Yeah, I believe.
I'm over, that we continue to call you the next month to make sure that there is an establishment license.
Well.
We may.
Yes.
Alright. Okay, so we have a motion and a second, all in favor, saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I think you're still coming.
Alright, so we've done, we're gonna give you a month.
She has a question.
Okay, hang on first.
Okay.
We're gonna give you a month. We're gonna look at the state again next month. And by next month, that barber license needs to be done. Nothing more important.
Okay.
Alright, now, your question. Your question?
Tengo que estar yo ahí porque yo soy la dueña.
I have to be there because I am the owner, but without work.
You'd be the manager.
De la manejador.
Okay.
So keep it clean.
Tengo una pregunta.
I have one more question.
¿Dónde puedo yo obtener un mail o una persona donde puedo reportar personas que están trabajando y dando clases sin licencia, sin permiso?
Where is there a place that we can submit complaints of people that I'm aware that are working without licenses, working out of their home?
Yeah, we can't really address that. So you contact, work on the web, contact, work, find that complaint, it's in up there. But we're not discussing it right now.
No, I'm trying to get a point to get ahí algún lugar donde se puede ir and. Al sitio donde se puede ir.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Work. Sorry, Carlos.
No, no.
B Barbershops, Life GBE 000566. A student L, Yuri, owner. Anyone here from BD Barbershop? You're online, star six, unmute.
Okay.
BD Barbershop. All right, hearing no response. They want to add a case number INLE 085882. Move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved initiate the or agree to the consent agenda as presented before that happens.
Second motion.
Motion and a second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
So, you know, who you got that? All right, that's the end of that section. Next section, review discussion possible action to establish and keep a legislative subcommittee pursuant to the ARS 32503. A little history. Typically, when we've done this in the past, we've done a three-person committee from the board. It generally meets after the meeting for an hour or two. It takes a number of meetings to make progress. Once some ideas are established, staff is heavily involved in this. Once something is established, it comes back to the board for approval before anything happens. Do you have a write-up about that?
I do, real quick. Mr. Chair, members of the board, as you know, I'm going to be prepared for you this morning. Mr. Chair, members of the board, as promised, I'm seeking the seating of a legislative subcommittee. At this time, we're anticipating two or three meetings that will be 90 minutes in duration during the months of October and November. I think ideally we would want to wrap this up and have the proposal to the full board at the November meeting. Okay. We are still working through those exact dates, times, and locations. Yes, I hear you talking about immediately following this. Sometimes our meetings are long and we don't want to do that. So we were talking about maybe even if there's a virtual option, but I think if we can first get the committee seated and then we can kind of pull the committee about how they would like to see those meetings moving forward. Board staff, similar to what we did with rules, we actually already have quite a lengthy list of items that we would propose to the subcommittee to then make that recommendation to the board. The primary goal of the work for this year is to consolidate as much language as possible, remove any outdated items, remove those redundancies, and finally, remove conflicting statutes. Believe it or not, as a result of the consolidation, there are several places where we do have conflict. So with that, my recommendation is that we would have three members of the board and two public members to provide input on this. I have received, actually, coincidentally, I've received two members of the public that have expressed an interest in serving on the subcommittee. Kathy Kalush is a cosmetology school owner and actually has quite a significant amount of legislative understanding and knowledge and how the process worked and all of those. So we thought that would be a good fit to have a, my recommendation would be that she would be good, as well as Amy Blackman, who is a licensed cosmetology and a school director. Both of these individuals have been great partners to this organization since I have been here. And I believe would be of significant value to the overarching discussion of the legislative changes that need to be made. So I think at this point, to your point, Mr. Chair, I think we should identify three members of the board along with the two public members, and then we'll get that together and we'll send out a poll to those individuals. By way of reference for our newer board members as well as the public, we really can't have any more than three board members, because then we would be constituting a board quorum and then Seamus would yell at us and, you know, all of those things. So really that's why it's limited to the three. So that, again, I think we have three board members as well as two members of the public. We would be solid moving forward.
This is in regards to the three being available.
No, this is legislative subcommittee. So this is legislation.
The other side.
So the statutes that are passed by the legislation inform the rules. These are combining the statutes from the former cosmetology board and the barber board to match.
Mr. Chair, I was right to serve on that.
Okay, we have one volunteer. Do we have other volunteers from the board? How about this? The two.
I would anticipate two. I don't want to promise anything about it being after the meeting yet. So we're going to put out a poll to the folks that are interested. I would say 90-minute meeting, and I would say two for sure with a possible third, and all of that. I would ask that we. That all happened between now and the November board meeting.
So about 3 hours.
Yeah. Right.
I was the drive.
They may do them virtually. They previously we did them live, but previously the board had to do all of the work and the staff really just took notes. Here, the staff will do the majority of it, and then you're reviewing it. It's a lot of it, right?
Who was there? So it was Marshall. Okay. Awesome. So we have Trista, Brandon, and Marshall, as well as Kathy and Amy. I think let's solidify that with a motion for those five members so that we kind of have it official, because they are, those meetings are open to the public. Same public notice, all of those things. That's why we'll have to put out a poll and kind of figure out exactly when those meetings are so that we can make the public aware that that's occurring.
Right. So I make a motion that we accept the five people that were mentioned at the proposal for the legislative committee, subcommittee for 2023. Yeah.
And second, treat me too.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. So you guys are the official subcommittee. Very nice. In 14 years, that's the first time I haven't been on. Congratulations. Wonderful. Very nice. I look forward to seeing you work. All right, next item up. Call for public comment. Those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission. However, the board may limit those persons speaking during this time to a reasonable number on a given topic matter. In addition, any person wishing to address the board will be given 5 minutes to do so. Pursuant to ARS 38431-01H, the board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on public comment matters that are not listed on the agenda will be limited to directing the staff to study the matter or to schedule the matter for further discussion at a later date. So having that happiness, is there anyone here or on the phone who would like to address the board and tell us why you like this so much? The only topic we're interested in. Really, we gained no favor throughout the theatrical show. Not even you?
There you go.
Did he pay you to say that?
That's all we want to hear.
All right, two more. On the phone, sorry, Tim, if you want to raise up. Or claim this hoax.
Hi, so I don't know if you're confident and walking through this, I'm very intimidated by it, but I feel like listening to you guys get thorough with each individual case and being able to hear each other and work on it, help a lot, and if anything, it's open my eyes to more people, especially which I'm like, so, yeah, so thank you again for opening my session.
Well, thank you for your coming.
We were also saying, you know, we could do a better job at helping with, once those people know that they need to have the establishment, like, entity, so we can also help contribute to the word out there.
Right. Hard not to love. Great, thank you very much.
Hey, I'm on that one too, Lisa.
Great, any other comment today? Thank you for your comments, we appreciate that. We're now going to go to the last step in the meeting, which is to move into executive session, or at least I make a motion to move into executive session, and I'll read this next script. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting, with you, and enter into an executive session pursuant to ARS 38431.0381, and discuss personnel matters.
I'm second.
Nice to know. So motion is second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. At this time, I would like to thank Mr. McGowan and Ms. Santa Maria.
You did better than me.
Board in the executive commission, as well as board legal counsel, Mr. Monahan. For those joining us from the public, we will return to the general session as quickly as possible. Thank you all today. That, I guess, that includes our motion to adjourn.
No, we'll have to come back.
All right, so we are adjourned, but we're not adjourned. But we're very close.
Nick and Chase, I did email you both the link for the executive session, so you'll have that. It's separate from the general session meeting.
And I should log off of this one.
Yeah, you'll log off of this one and then log into the new one.
Copy that. All right, I'll be over there in just a second.